fracking got a surprising amount of airplay during Wednesday's vice presidential debate between Senator Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence.
They want to abolish fossil fuels and ban fracking, which would cost hundreds of thousands of American jobs all across the heartland.
Joe Biden will not end fracking. He has been very clear about that.
In fact, Joe Biden can't ban fracking in Pennsylvania. The technology that helped tap Pennsylvania's deeply buried shale gas transformed some of the state's quiet farm and forest communities over the past 12 years. It's created good-paying jobs and an influx of cash for people who lease their land to gas drillers, something President Trump liked to bring up, as on this recent trip to Harrisburg.
You're a big fracker. It's a big business here, 900,000 jobs.
Quick fact check here. That number is ridiculous. The state puts the figure at about 26,000 jobs in the oil and gas sector. That's less than 1% of all jobs in the state. And even the industry claims a job figure that is one-third of Trump's number. On his trips to Pennsylvania, he's repeatedly accused his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, of wanting to ban fracking.
But he wants to eradicate all of the things that you're doing, all of the things that are bringing in so much money for your state. It's a disgrace. Now he's trying to say, well, I didn't really mean that.
I am not banning fracking.
That's Biden at the end of August in Pittsburgh.
Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking, no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
The Democratic Party's progressive wing has pushed for a ban on fracking because of the environmental damage drilling has caused in some areas, including Pennsylvania. But a president cannot ban fracking on private land. Only Congress can do that. What Biden says he wants to do, as part of his larger plan to tackle climate change, is stop leasing any new oil and gas rights on federal land. But Pennsylvania has very little federal land. Despite the focus on fracking, it's hard to find a voter who thinks it's a big issue. Eric Coolidge is a fifth-generation dairy farmer and has leased several hundred acres of his land to gas drillers.
I'm in favor of this president for a lot of reasons.
Coolidge is also Republican commissioner in Tioga County, a heavily drilled region in the north-central part of the state. Coolidge says if Biden wins, he hopes any efforts to tackle climate change will be balanced with strong support for the industry.
The activity that's here still generates income and revenue, from truck driving to benefits to the hotels, motels, restaurants.
But for now, he's not worried about what Biden might mean for fracking in Pennsylvania. It has bipartisan support in the legislature and from the current and past governors of both parties. Fracking is also not a top issue for many Democratic voters, including those worried about environmental impacts.
Okay, I'm voting for Biden for so many reasons, even though he was not my pick in the primary.
Shari Hirsch lives in Philadelphia. She worries fracking will damage drinking water, and she supports a Green New Deal, which Biden has not completely endorsed. So when asked why Biden?
Because I feel like Trump is so utterly and completely destructive.
In fact, poll after poll shows the top issues for Pennsylvania voters are healthcare, coronavirus, and the economy. So why is President Trump making all the fuss over fracking?
He's focused on it because he's making it a wedge issue among rural voters.
Neil Oxman is a Democratic political consultant. He says Trump needs to replicate what he did in the state's rural counties 4 years ago, when he used coal mining jobs as a wedge issue, even though there were only about 5,000 people working as coal miners in Pennsylvania at the time.
I think wedge issues are those things that people clearly are yes-no about. And I think that with fracking, you're either for or against it. So that's why he uses it. He uses it as a way to define him and to define Biden.
It's unclear if Trump's fracking focus will work in his favor. Polls show a large split between the state's rural and urban voters when it comes to fracking. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh residents overwhelmingly oppose fracking, but it has strong support in rural areas. Political analysts like Oxman say what really matters in this race may be turnout. And for that, it makes sense to try to drive that wedge. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.